Our readings for our daily Mass as well as our weekend Masses will really be honing into our Lord and some big picture and important pictures of what we're waiting for with Jesus. So today I want to talk about the Gospel of Matthew 8, 5 to 11. It's actually a reading that is in this tiny little book. It's a small book for rites and rituals. I use it for, you know, blessing somebody's house or confession on the road if I need it. But what I use this little book for the most is for the anointing of the sick. And this is the reading in this ritual to do the anointing of the sick outside of Mass. So for all the brothers and sisters who are getting ready for a surgery or even close to death, that is the reading that I'll read and then give a little homily to her or him or their family. What I mentioned that today is with this reading that's really powerful is that it was a centurion that was coming to Jesus. And Jesus was in Capernaum. Now a centurion was a soldier in the Roman Empire. And centur means 100. So they had 100 soldiers under them. So they were some of the most important soldiers in the Roman Empire. And he wasn't Jewish. I mentioned that before with you that, you know, first in all the Old Testament, Jesus called his daughters and sons the Israelites. And then in the New Testament, we see, and the Gospels really focusing into Jewish people like Peter and Paul and Jesus, Mary and Joseph. They're all Jewish. And then you'll see in the Old Testament the door being opened for all people. And then the New Testament, again, a Gentile was just not Jewish. So this man was not Jewish. He wasn't in the family, and Jesus was opening the door. The other thing, you know, he said to Jesus, and Jesus said, "I'll go." And he said, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word and my servant will be healed." And that's the belief of a man that knew that Jesus didn't have to come. He could serve and save him there. And that's the same thing that we say at Mass. Again, from a soldier man who wasn't Jewish, out of the family. And we pray that every day we go to Mass when Jesus' body and blood is brought forward to elevated. "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter my roof, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." Jesus finished this passage. He said, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." So through this gospel, through our Lord, coming to daily Mass, continue to open your heart for our King. 3 weeks to Christmas.